episode 1298, The Little Things That Bring Joy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I pray that your week has started off to an absolutely glorious one. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and today it's the little things that bring joy. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, what are you filling up your downtime with? Remember, it's the little things that bring joy. Maybe you've been off searching for those fabulous aha moments or the ones you've been striving so hard to achieve. How do you combat stress during the week? There are so many situations thrown at you, coming in all different directions. How do you keep your sanity? Feeling out of control makes everyone crazy. The family, your spouse, your coworkers, even just your friends, people that you feel like you can call on, but no, it's just what? This energy is just like craziness all the time. Life becomes a bundle of noise. You're losing your mind. When all the dust settles, where are you? Where do you let yourself land in your day? As you all know, we are sitting on the beach. Okay, I'm not sitting on the beach right now recording, but my mind's there. And just truly enjoying my time with a family. And it's been 2 years getting away and with the move and everything and transitioning with my daughter going to nursing school and my son now senior in college. And I just had another graduate from high school now going into as a freshman into college. There's just been a lot of life changes for us. Plus, we still have one in middle school and one in high school, you know, five of us. Wow, the basketball team is totally always on the move. But I was just sitting there for a moment, toes in the sand, and I don't get that opportunity. Being from Hawaii, I love to have the time on the beach. I love the toes in the sand. The sand doesn't bother me. You know, it's just extra, you know, exfoliation for the body. Some people I know can't stand it, but I happen to love it. And sitting there just listening to the birds as they fly by, trying to get all the scraps of chips and goldfish that were left by all the beachgoers. Hoping that they weren't going to, you know, do business on me. Yeah, because that has happened. Not this vacation, but it has happened. Listening to the ocean waves just crash against the shoreline. Beauty, both in motion and in sound and in sight. Watching it, it's the little things that bring joy. What are the little things that you notice in your day that maybe you take for granted? Maybe it's your child's chuckle. Not a full-on blown giggle, laugh and all this, but it's just as like, hee-hee, like they thought something was cute. Maybe it's something they saw on TV. A smile from a stranger. You know, just that quick glance, your eyes meet and you're like, whoa, got to get back down to my phone. But it was just a smile like, hey, thanks, have a great day. No words shared, just a smile. Maybe it was the moon that glows bright through the clouds, dusting the sky with light. Very reflective. Maybe calming your heart from a crazy day. Maybe it was a hug from your sweetheart coming home from that crazy day or the end of the day where the night begins to settle in and your heart has a chance to breathe again. What are the little things, the simple things in life that you take for granted? We all do. But today I want to encourage you to celebrate those little things that bring joy in your life. They are all a gift. When you embrace the little things in life, it's going to grow your smile bigger and life will be more enjoyable. And that's the key there. That's the one thing we are all searching for, is this joy. You can't create it yourself. It's something that is just a part of you based on, honestly, what you are doing in your life to be able to soak it all in. It's what I call the little blessings from heaven. You want joy filling your life. You don't want to live life feeling pressured and overwhelmed. And unfortunately, most of us are living in the latter. But you're searching for that joy. Look for the little things today. Maybe as you're turning the corner, as you're driving to go pick up the children from camp today. Maybe it was a little bluebird that was sitting up on a wire. It was funny, we were sitting here waiting for the rain to stop. We had an early morning shower, and it wasn't just a little sprinkle. It had thunder. It had lightning. It was beautiful. It was very dark and gray, however. And I was ready to be on the beach. I was somewhat flustered. So as my daughter and I were sitting there, we were chatting about life. Imagine that. And I look up, and on the wire that goes across from one pole to the next was this little bird. And it wasn't that little. It wasn't like a little bluebird or anything. It was probably, I would say probably about an 8-inch bird. So that's a good size bird because I could see it very clearly. And the bird is up there perched on this wire. And I told my daughter, I said, you know what? When I was growing up, I never understood why a bird can sit there on a wire. Yet if a wire is down, I can't touch it. Go figure. It did never make sense to me. Still to this day, I question that. But anyway, that's for another episode. And so I'm watching this bird and we're talking about it. And it was just all by himself, just sitting up there. And at one point, he had one wing fully outstretched. And I just kind of nudged my daughter and I said, he's taking a bath in the rain. We're sitting here complaining, but this is a gift to him. And we just watched this little bird just perched up there doing his own little thing. And the next thing you know, he raises his other wing and he's just enjoying the shower. There are trees all around. He can go take cover. But he saw it as a gift, the rain. Where I saw it as, just kind of a pain in the neck, honestly, because I wanted to be on the beach and not sitting at our little place waiting for the rain to pass outside on the lanai. It's the simple things. It's the little things that bring joy. Focus on those little things today that are going to bring you joy, because you know, one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.